Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Later on, after John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee, where he preached God's good news. "The time promised by God has come at last," he announced. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news." We all know what we need to do when we're driving in the wrong direction. We need to turn around. These days I rely on sat-nav for most of my journeys, but every now and again I trust my memory. Most of the time that works brilliantly. However, I have had a number of embarrassing experiences when I got it precisely wrong. I remember the time when I was driving home at the end of the day. I wasn't far from my home, but I suddenly realised that I was driving north when I need to be driving south. All I could do was swallow my pride and turn around. That's repentance, turning from the wrong direction to the right one. Just like John the Baptist, Jesus preached a message of repentance because he knew that it was the only way for people to discover the good news of God's forgiveness. Repentance is much more than merely regret or remorse. Repentance is being sorry enough to stop and walk in a new direction. On the day of Pentecost, the punchline of Peter's sermon was that the people needed to repent. That day saw the birth of the church as people turned to God in repentance and were baptized. And as they did so, Peter told them that they would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we turn our backs on the way that we've been living, we'll need enormous encouragement and strength to head in a new direction. And that's not something we can possibly do by ourselves. No amount of human effort will be enough. We are completely reliant upon God's Holy Spirit to fill us each day and to help us to walk in this new way. So let me ask you a question. What has repentance meant for you personally? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we repent of the fact that we have so often gone our own selfish ways. We ask you to forgive our sins and in the power of your Holy Spirit to live new lives in your strength. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.